The annual Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Luncheon has become the largest business event in Houston, drawing Mayor Anise Parker and many other non-Hispanic figures from government and industry. In the past 4 years, under the leadership of President and CEO Laura Murillo, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has experienced a 600% growth in membership. Murillo says Houston's young population, its location, and the general business-friendly environment in Texas all help.
Our chamber, as an example, has attracted many sponsors that traditionally had gone to Miami or Los Angeles. They're coming to Houston now because they found that the economy here in Houston is so much stronger than it is in other parts of the country.
Many businesses here see an advantage in hiring local Hispanics who can help build links with Latin America. Francisco Grados works for an accounting firm that is 30% Hispanic.
We have several clients from Latin America, Spain, that even though they speak English, but they feel more confident or secure talking in Spanish. So, I mean, it's an advantage to be a bilingual.
Rice University sociologist Steve Murdoch says Texas's future depends on Hispanics, the fastest growing segment of the population.
65% of the growth in Texas was due to the Hispanic population.
Census figures show the population of non-Hispanic whites, called Anglos, is increasing at a much slower pace than that of Hispanics. In this county-by-county breakdown, blue represents growth and red decline. Anglo growth in Texas is clearly limited, while Hispanic growth sweeps the map in blue with only a few counties in red.
The difference between this red and this red is what's going on in Texas.
While immigrants account for most Hispanic population growth in other states, Murdoch says the growth in Texas comes mostly from natural increase within a well-established population.
Most Hispanics in Texas are not immigrants. They've been here for multiple generations. And remember, there's parts of Texas that have been Hispanic longer than they've been Anglo.
But Murdoch says census figures show a looming problem for Texas in that minorities, especially Hispanics, tend to be less educated and earn much less money on average than Anglos.
The modal minority is an Hispanic male, 25 to 29 years of age, with less than high school level of education and making about $35,000, down $3,000 in real dollar terms from 1999 to 2009.
Murdoch says the state's economic future depends on this dynamic young population.
If we were able to meet that challenge, what some of us call, and we call long-term, the Texas challenge, if we could meet that challenge, we could have a younger population than most other parts of the country in a time period when aging of the population is going to be a major problem.
The Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce's Murillo says educating young Hispanics is key.
We will be the economic engine of not only the city of Houston, but of Texas, and that will require a more educated Hispanic community.
But politicians in the Texas capital, Austin, are struggling with a more than $20 billion deficit and are talking about cutting rather than expanding some educational programs. Being raised by Mexican-American parents who emphasize the value of education helped bank executive Michelle Hitchings find success, and she sees it as the best investment the state can make.
It's a huge mistake, cutting education, especially your early childhood, which is now, we know, more important than ever.
But Murillo remains optimistic about the state's economy and the role Hispanics will play in its future.
I see a Texas that is going to truly be the model for what the rest of the United States will look at in terms of a state with a predominantly Hispanic community, that Texas will be the model for the rest of the states to follow.
She says successful Hispanic professionals, politicians, and business people can serve as role models for the young people who will one day be the state's leaders. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.